It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dr. Tim Riley, the director of the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum here in Price. A couple of big things going on at the museum. One was announced last week, and the other is coming up next week. And they're both great information, and it just opens up that museum to a lot more people. We're going to bring in Dr. Riley and talk about it now. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Dave, it's always a pleasure.
So let's start out with first the Museums for All. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. We're excited to participate in this. This is a program that's run by the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences through the Association of Children's Museums. And what it is, it's a program that allows people who receive SNAP or EBT benefits, so public assistance, to get reduced or free admission to a number of museums around the country. There's about 800 participating museums. We've decided to do it as free admission. So anybody who receives SNAP or EBT benefits, whether they're local to our county or Emory County, or whether they're from further afield, all they have to do is present that card at the front desk, and they and their party will get free admission to the museum.
And there's all kinds of great things that are going on at the museum all the time. Exhibits changing. You've got a big one right now with Horns and Tusks that's going to be there until the end of the year and into January. Is that correct?
Right. Into the first part of January, it'll come down.
But this is just, we always talk about the fact of what a great untapped sometimes resource the museum is. Because if you haven't been to the museum, you're really missing out. They have great things. And you know what? It's always fun when you can get people in there. And I would imagine, though it may be hectic, it's always fun when that museum is just packed.
It is. It's always great to hear exclamations of joy and awe as they see these giant dinosaurs or the mammoth, or to hear parents explain to their kids about past Native American lifeways with the Fremont and other groups that were here in Utah for thousands of years. And really, the whole point of Museums for All, and the reason we felt strongly we wanted to participate, as well as some of the other things we've done in terms of expanding our free days and some of the other programs we have for reduced or free admission, is a lot of times, although it might not seem like it, a $6 admission fee for adults and $3 for kids, $17 for family, can be a barrier for people coming to enjoy the museum. And we don't want that. We want this museum to be as accessible as possible. We want all members of our community, from the lowest income brackets to the highest, to feel free to come in and explore the museum. A lot of people, it might be their only opportunity to really come in and see science at work and see what field sciences in particular look like. We're surrounded by, one of the reasons the museum is such a great resource is because it reflects the geology, paleontology, and archaeology of eastern Utah. Almost everything you see in that museum is from about 100 miles or less from Price. It's a great opportunity to orient yourself before you go to outdoor recreation, as we've talked in the past. But it's also a great way for you to recognize the job opportunities working for the BLM or the Forest Service or NRCS or some of the state agencies around here. Doing, whether it's botany, whether it's geology, whether it is archaeology and paleontology. And so we want adults and kids to really be able to come in and explore it as many times as they want. And so we're really thrilled to be part of Museums for All and to provide that opportunity.
All right. And another great way to get to go in and have some fun with the museum is coming up next week. Starts on the 13th of October, correct?
It does, yep.
And this is the first annual Fossil Fest.
Right. It is the inaugural Fossil Fest. In the past, we've had a prehistory week, which we've done in May, and we're going to continue that. But that's actually part of a larger statewide thing, the Utah Archaeology and Historic Preservation Month. And so we decided, our paleontologist Josh Lively and I decided, let's split that up. Let's make the one that's during the Archaeology Month archaeology focused, and so you'll see that coming up again in May. And let's do something in the fall, the opposite side of the year, that's focused on the paleontology side. And it happens to be Earth Sciences Week as well at this time, sort of a national thing. And so we're doing our inaugural Fossil Fest. It starts, as you said, on Thursday, October 13th. That will actually not be at the museum. That will be up on campus at the Geary Theater. It's going to be a movie. It's going to be Jurassic World Dominion, the newest Jurassic World movie, and I guess the last one, if the tales are true. And what's interesting about this one is it actually highlights a number of fossils that were discovered and described by this museum. The ankylosaurs from Cedar Mountain Formation as well as Utah Raptor, the Velociraptor is really a Utah Raptor. It's a dromaeosaurid of unusual size, right? And so we'll actually have an opportunity for people to meet with Josh Lively, our paleontologist, and examine fossils from these creatures that are depicted in that movie. And that's one of the reasons we chose it. Not only is it the most recent, but it's also got a number of more critters from Utah than most of the other Jurassic World movies, Jurassic Park movies. So that
one's going on Thursday. Is there anything going on Friday?
There is nothing on Friday. We're actually just going to take a break Friday, let everybody get a respite from the end of their week. So Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Gary Theater, you can check out Jurassic World. And then on Saturday, we're doing our Fossil Day. And the museum will be open and free to the public from 9 to 7. And there will be various activities from about 11 till 6. So we'll have a number of things. There will be activities and events for primarily for kids, craft activities and events from about 11 to 2. But there will also be a number of things going on. There's going to be exhibits and lab tours going on at 2 and 4 p.m. And then we're going to have a number of presenters come down and talk to us about the paleontology of this region. We have Matthew Mers, who's at Emporia State University over in Kansas, and he was actually out here working with us this summer, helping us rejacket some giant bones from a sauropod, a yet-to-be-named sauropod that this museum excavated a while ago. And he's going to be out here talking about a Torosaurus, which is a ceratopsian. The theme this year is that horns and tusks to go along with that exhibit in the Central Gallery. So Torosaurus is a Utah ceratopsian. Ceratopsian means like a triceratops, like dinosaur. And then we're also going to be having two of the paleontologists associated with the Natural History Museum of Utah come down and give a talk. And those talks are going to be on the odd hours at 1, 3, and 5. The kids' activities are 11 to 2, and the lab tours are at 2 and 4.
Very cool. And then Sunday's the one that always sounds fun to me. And anytime you can get outdoors is a good time. So what do you got planned for Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday is not going to be in the museum. There's going to be two free field trips. One that's going to be meeting in downtown Helper, and we can talk about some of the incredible geology around Helper. That sometimes gets overlooked. The Book Cliffs, not only are they the longest cliff face in the entire world, but they're also a textbook example of cross-bedded stratigraphy and some other things. In fact, I was out there with a photography class a week or so ago, and in our same parking lot were a group of geologists from the University of Texas, the University of Utah, and I think a couple other institutions looking at these various formations you can see in Utah and how they reflect the ancient, not just life, right? We think of the paleontology as dinosaurs and the plants and stuff, but also you can see what type of environment it was, whether, and again, with that sort of exposure with the coal beds and the sandstones, what we're seeing is the edge of the intercretaceous seaway as it moves back and forth across something like a mangrove swamp to sand dunes and back and forth. And so that one's going to start there and go out to the buried forest concretion trail, which has been developed by Carbon Corridor recently. It's on the northern edge of the swell there. And that's a great opportunity where there are these concretions, these rolled up balls of mud basically from the bottom of that seaway. But in cross section, they look like they might be trunks of giant trees. And so they're called the buried forest concretions. They're not actually trees, right? They're mud balls, but that's a really cool one. And that one will be fun. And then the other one is going to meet in downtown Helper. You can learn more about all of these by going to the museum's webpage. It's all posted there. And then the other one is going down to explore the Santa Fe Swell, both the Jurassic National Monument, Utah's most recent national monument, but also the swell in general. So you'll be going down through Buckhorn Wash to the Swinging Bridge and back. It's about 100 million years of geologic time that you pass through. That's one of the amazing things about the swell. It's a big bubble that formed as an uplift, and then these rivers cut through it. So as you're driving deeper into the swell, you're actually driving deeper through time, through these rocks. And that sort of bubble is what gives the edges, the reefs on both sides, that really dramatic landscape. If you're driving back from Moab and you turn onto I-70 and you're going towards Green River near sunset, and you see all those purples and all those fading colors before you turn on 6 to head up to Price and Wellington and East Carbon, what you're seeing is sort of uplifted and turned rocks And as you drive through there, both on I-70 or coming down through any of the other routes through the swell from this way, Buckhorn Watch, Buckhorn Flat, you're driving deeper into time. And that's really what Josh Lively, our paleontologist, is going to be exploring on that tour. And that one leaves at the museum at 9. The one that leaves from Helper, the time still hasn't been determined, but it will be. And you can check the website for updates.
All right. So call down to the museum, get any of the questions answered you have, but get ready to have some fun, really. That's
absolutely
what it boils down to.
Yeah, we really want people to have a good time and come out and explore the really exciting paleontology. As I just said, we have, you know, geologists from around the world come and look at these rocks. Why shouldn't we too?
Right? Absolutely. Dr. Tim Riley with the Prehistoric Museum, thank you so much for stopping in this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.